Welcome to another edition of the EAHCP Steward. Mark Enders has been our go-to expert on the bank stabilization project happening in New Braunfels. With the project getting close to completion, we met Mark at the job site to take a look at progress. Here's Mark Enders.
So, Mark, it looks like a lot of great progress is being made on the bank stabilization project, and you've got some major pieces at it since the last time we've been out. Give us a little bit of insight on those pieces.
Sure. The project is really coming along nicely. We're finally being able to see the light at the end of the tunnel for the project. Some of the elements that have been recently installed have been a completion of the toe block or the toe wall that goes along the toe of the slope right along the stream edge. We've also finished the mid-slope whaler wall, which provides slope stability along the middle part of the slope. In addition, we've finished all the anchoring systems that anchor both the toe wall and the mid-slope whaler wall back into the slope, so that those anchors will keep the those elements in place.
Rain in August in Texas is an odd thing, and it's always welcome. But how has that impacted the project?
Sure. Yeah, we love to get the rain. It's been great for spring flow. The Comal Springs are flowing great, but it definitely caused some setbacks for the project. We got a week or two of constant rain, which set back work a little bit. And then after that, after the rain stopped, the site conditions were still pretty wet. And so we had to take a little break there as well. So we're making up for lost ground these last couple weeks, but we're really moving forward quickly now.
And notice the green mats, I guess, that are going down on the slope, and that, I guess, is the precursor for the revegetation. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. The erosion control mats that you saw are currently getting installed. Those are going to provide kind of temporary and long-term erosion control. Temporarily, they'll provide stability on the slope while the revegetation, which is about to happen, gets installed. So that'll be native grasses and native plantings that'll provide long-term stability for the slope.
We've also talked a little bit about some of the non-native species that have been taken out. Tell us what some of those are.
Sure. Yeah, part of the project included removal of non-native plant species. So those include elephant ears, Chinese tallow, and ligustrums. A lot of those species were mechanically removed from kind of the major work bank stabilization area. But there's also been some herbicide treatment of some of the other species, the elephant ears and Chinese tallow, on the opposite banks and upstream of the main work area. So we've been working on removing those species, and so we'll come back in with restoration of native species in those areas.
And so what's it look like for the completion of the project?
Well, things have been moving slow, and while I like to get some more rain, I'd like it to stay dry for a couple more weeks to allow us to get the restoration done. Once we've done kind of the plant restoration, I'd say bring on the rain. Mm-hmm. That'll kind of help all that native vegetation establish. But we're probably looking at about a month out, which will put us about mid to late October for final completion.
Great. And as always, we like to, you know, remind listeners about the benefits to the endangered species. So remind folks about how this project impacts the species.
Sure. The project will provide long-term stability of a slope that was long eroding and providing sediment into the river. So we'll kind of eliminate that erosion source and sediment source, which will provide, you know, long-term stability of the slope. And we'll also, I guess, enhance a native plant community along the bank's edges that will allow light penetration into the channel, but will also provide, you know, again, long-term stability to the slope.
And how does that help the species?
Sure. The fountain darter depends on clear, clean, flowing water. So anytime we have an opportunity to minimize the amount of sediment and dirt going into the water column, it directly benefits the species.
Good information as always, Mark. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.